This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus, and it's good to be with you. And I got some things stirring my soul that I wanted to put before you and ask you to take them into your spirit and be diligent to pray about them. You know, through the course of life, we get bogged down and we get into situations and circumstance that tries to hinder our relationship and our walk with God. And sometimes God just got to reach down and stir us up and help us to take hold of that walk with Him and that relationship with Him. And, you know, like the old saying goes, sometimes you get bucked off, but you got to just get up and get right back in the saddle. So there ain't no need in letting things get you down or upset you or cause you to back up on your relationship with God, because it doesn't matter what happens, God is still God. Doesn't matter what happens. I heard a man say one time, he said, it doesn't matter if I got $5,000 or $5 in my checking account, God's still God. He said, it doesn't matter if the mortgage is paid or I'm set out on the street. He said, God is still God. He said, in other words, whatever your circumstance is, God is still God. He has not changed. His word has not changed. And it's time to take hold of that discipline and determination to walk with God every day. That's where so many people let it slip. They don't discipline themselves to do things every day. There's things in life, if you have a job or you have responsibilities, there's things in life that you have to discipline yourselves to do every day. So you need to condition your mind. You need to get it in your spirit. I don't care if you got to write it down everywhere you turn and stick up post-it notes. There needs to be something in your spirit that's going to cause you to discipline yourself to prayer and study of the Word every day that comes along. The Bible plainly tells us that though this outward man perish, this inward man is renewed day by day. And that's what we need. In our inward man is a renewing day by day. So the Lord dropped this into my spirit, I think it was either Saturday or Sunday, and I'm going to pass it on to you. And it's from the second epistle of Peter. It's from the third verse. I'm sorry, the second epistle of Peter, the third chapter, and the first verse. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which are spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us the apostles and of the Lord and Savior. So Peter is saying here, he said, I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. In other words, I want you to remember what the Lord's already spoken to you. I want you to remember what is written. He said that you may be mindful the words which are spoken before by the holy prophets. He said there's two things. You got to remember this word in this Bible that was spoken by the holy prophets. And now you've got to remember that the commandments of the apostles, because see, the New Testament wasn't written. I don't think the first writings of the New Testament were written until 50, 60 years after Jesus had gone on. And Paul wrote letters to the epistles, but they weren't put in the New Testament for many years. I think the first writings of the Gospels were like 70 years after Jesus, and then we didn't have any English translation of the Word of God until I think it was somewhere around the 1400s. So these words by the apostles weren't written. So Peter was saying here, I need you to stir up your pure mind by the way of remembrance. In other words, don't forget what God's already told you. And now don't forget the commandments of the holy apostles, of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days, scoffers walking after their own lusts. Man, everywhere you turn today, people are scoffing at the Word of God. Man posted something the other day on one of my Facebook pages and said, ain't nobody preaching the truth. Well, just because he's not been exposed to it doesn't mean people aren't out there preaching the truth. And when somebody starts like that, you can rest assured of one thing. They've been hurt by a preacher. They've been hurt by religion. They've been hurt by somebody claiming to be something in God. It's made them angry and it's made them bitter. And the next word out of his mouth, yeah, that preacher's out there for a paycheck. Well, you don't go do a job without a paycheck. You get paid for what you do. And the Bible said, know this, that the laborer is worthy of his hire. So don't let the ox tread out the grain. Muzzle him. Muzzle that ox and don't let him eat up the grain he's supposed to be treading out, because the labor truly is worthy of his hire. But I want you to stir up your minds by the pure way of remembrance. And all you out there, all you out there that's hearing our podcast, please go to our YouTube page. You can go to YouTube, the YouTube channel, look it up, World Revivals, or look up Man Sent from God, John Medor, M-E-A-D-O-R, and begin to listen to our videos on a daily basis. And I'm fixing to publish a video probably here in the next little bit. It may be out before this hits the air. But I'm fixing to publish one on war in our streets. The Lord had given me a vision back in 2016, and he brought it back to me. And I'm fixing to start talking about war in our streets. So you need to spread this word. If it comes up and you're a subscriber, share it with people. Get them to listen. Get them to watch. Because the word of the Lord that comes to my soul, and it's been coming to my soul ever since 2001, has come to pass many, 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 many times. And you need to know that this word is founded, it's settled, it's established, and it is real and it is right. So I pray this word get a hold of your heart and you stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. And may God bless you till our next session.